Yesterday, we took up the koan mu as an entry into enlightenment practice. On this second day of Sesshin, as is our custom, we will take up the practice of Shikan Taza, as presented in Fukan Zazengi by Master Dogen Keegan. Universally Recommended Instructions for Zazen, written by Monk Dogen at Kanon Dori Kosho Horinji. The way is originally perfect and all-pervading. How could it be contingent on practice and realization? The true vehicle is self-sufficient. What need is there for special effort? Indeed, the whole body is free from dust. Who could believe in a means to brush it clean? It is never apart from this very place. What is the use of traveling around to practice? And yet, if there is a hair's breadth deviation, it is like the gap between heaven and earth. If the least like or dislike arises, the mind is lost in confusion. Suppose you are confident in your understanding and rich in enlightenment, gaining the wisdom that glimpses the ground of Buddhahood, attaining the way and clarifying the mind, arousing an aspiration to reach for the heavens. You are playing in the entranceway, but you are still short of the vital path of emancipation. Consider Shakyamuni at Jetavana. Although he was wise at birth, the traces of his 6 years of upright sitting can yet be seen. As for Bodhidharma at Shaolin, although he had transmitted the mind seal, his 9 years of facing a wall is celebrated still. If even the ancient sages were like this, how can we today dispense with wholehearted practice? Therefore, put aside the intellectual practice of investigating words and chasing phrases, and learn to take the backward step that turns the light and shines it inward. Body and mind of themselves will drop away, and your original face will manifest. If you want to attain suchness, practice suchness immediately. For practicing Zen, a quiet room is suitable. Eat and drink moderately. Put aside all involvements and suspend all affairs. Do not think in terms of good or bad. Do not judge true or false. Give up the operations of the mind, intellect, and consciousness. Stop measuring with thoughts, ideas, and views. Have no designs upon becoming a Buddha. How could that be limited by sitting or lying down? At your sitting place, spread out a thick mat and put a cushion on it. Sit either in the full lotus or half lotus position. In the full lotus position, first place your right foot on your left thigh, and then your left foot on your right thigh. In the half lotus, place your left foot on your right thigh. Tie your robes loosely and arrange them neatly. Then place your right hand on your left leg and your left hand on your right palm, thumb tips lightly touching. Straighten your body and sit upright, leaning neither left nor right, neither forward nor backward. Align your ears with your shoulders and your nose with your navel. Rest the tip of your tongue against the front of the roof of your mouth, with teeth and lips together. Always keep your eyes open, and breathe softly through your nose. Once you have adjusted your posture, take a breath and exhale fully. Rock your body right and left and settle into steady, immovable sitting. Think of not thinking. How do you think of not thinking? Beyond thinking. This is the essential art of Zazen. The Zazen I speak of is not meditation practice. It is simply the Dharma gate of peace and bliss, the practice realization of totally culminated awakening. It is the koan realized. Traps and snares can never reach it. If you grasp the point, you are like a dragon gaining the water, like a tiger taking to the mountains. For you must know that the true Dharma appears of itself, so that from the start, dullness and distractions are struck aside. When you arise from sitting, move slowly and quietly, calmly and deliberately. Do not rise suddenly or abruptly. In surveying the past, we find that transcendence of both mundane and sacred and dying while either sitting or standing have all depended entirely on the power of Zazen. In addition, using the opportunity provided by a finger, a banner, a needle, or a mallet, and meeting realization with a whisk, a fist, a staff, or a shout, these cannot be understood by discriminative thinking, much less can they be known through the practice of supernatural power. They must represent dignified conduct beyond seeing and hearing. Are they not a standard prior to knowledge and views? This being the case, intelligence or lack of it is not an issue. Make no distinction between the dull and sharp-witted. If you concentrate your effort single-mindedly, that in itself is wholeheartedly engaging the way. Practice realization is naturally undefiled. Going forward is, after all, an everyday affair. In general, in our world and others, in both India and China, all equally hold the Buddha seal. While each lineage expresses its own style, they are all simply devoted to sitting, fully blocked in the resolute stability of Zazen. Although they say there are 10,000 distinctions and 1,000 variations, they just wholeheartedly engage the way in Zazen. Why leave behind the seat in your own home to wander in vain through the dusty realms of other lands? If you make one misstep, you stumble past what is directly in front of you. You have gained the pivotal opportunity of human form. Do not pass your days and nights in vain. You are taking care of the essential workings of the Buddha way. Who would take wasteful delight in the spark from a flintstone? Besides, form and substance are like the dew on the grass. The fortunes of life, like a dart of lightning, emptied in an instant, vanished in a flash. Please, honored followers of Zen, long accustomed to groping for the elephant, do not be suspicious of the true dragon. Devote your energies to the way that points directly to the real thing. Revere the one who has gone beyond learning and is free from effort. Accord with the enlightenment of all the Buddhas. Succeed to the samadhi of all the ancestors. Continue in such a way for a long time, and you will be such a person. The treasure store will open of itself, and you may use it freely. The first four sentences say it all. The way is originally perfect and all-pervading. How could it be contingent on practice and realization? The true vehicle is self-sufficient. What need is there for special effort? Indeed, the whole body is free from dust. Who could believe in a means to brush it clean? It is never apart from this very place. What is the use of traveling around to practice? This is the whole of Dogen's teaching. What a relief. This is the basis of Shikantaza. We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to get anything. We don't have to do anything. And that's what makes this practice so very difficult. Shikantaza, just sitting. Pure, natural enlightenment. But to sit there and make nothing is the hardest thing in the world. This is really going against the grain. Unlike working on a koan such as Mu, there is nothing to work on, nothing to even question. It is totally antithetical to what our habitually busy minds are all about. To just sit and make nothing takes a lot of practice and a lot of experience. A lot of practice to just get used to sitting still. It's not something that comes naturally to most of us. And of course I mean being still in both body and mind. They're not separate. If the body is busy shifting around, tensing up here, squirming a bit there, the mind will never quiet down. A lot of experience to recognize thoughts, emotions, ideas, scenarios, and so on, and let them go. Not chase them out, not suppress them or even ignore them, but just to see them clearly and let them fade away by themselves, like all phenomena. Thus Dogen warns us. And yet, if there is a hair's breadth deviation, it is like the gap between heaven and earth. If the least like or dislike arises, the mind is lost in confusion. Now we all know that thoughts arise and fade away. That's not the problem. It's when judgments like and dislike come along and stay. That's when we go blind. That's when we give delusion a reality that it is not entitled to. The great value of Sesshin is that it gives us time. The mind does not become still and calm in the first 5 minutes, the first 5 hours of sitting, maybe not even in the first 5 days. But it begins. And it continues as long as we begin, as long as we continue. Dogen adds another warning. Suppose you are confident in your understanding and rich in enlightenment, gaining the wisdom that glimpses the ground of Buddhahood, attaining the way and clarifying the mind, arousing an aspiration to reach for the heavens. You are playing in the entryway, but you are still short of the vital path of emancipation. Yeah. If you find yourself confident in your understanding, in your knowing, you are in great danger. The monk Taishan was supremely confident in his understanding when he traveled south to exterminate that nest of vipers of the Zen sect. Wu Men recounts the story in his commentary on case number 28 in the Wu Men Guan. Before Taishan had left his home, his mind was indignant and his tongue sharp. Full of arrogance, he went south to exterminate the doctrine of the special transmission outside the sutras. When he reached the road to Li Zhou, he sought to buy refreshments from an old woman at a roadside tea stand. The old woman said, "Venerable monk, what are all those books you are carrying on your back?" Deshan said, "They are my notes and commentaries on the Diamond Sutra." The old woman said, "I hear the Diamond Sutra says, past mind cannot be grasped, present mind cannot be grasped, future mind cannot be grasped. Which mind does your reverence intend to refresh?" Deshan was dumbfounded and could not answer. Unable to die the great death under the old woman's words, he asked, "Is there a Zen master nearby?" And the story continues with Deshan's encounter with Lung Tan. You may think that you have genuine realization. After all, some of you here have demonstrated it time and again in Doksan. But any thought of, "I have entered the way, I have gained understanding," or any thought about an I that could gain anything, is still to be lost in delusion, playing in the entryway. Understanding is not the goal. Attaining is not the purpose. Clarifying the mind is just a small step. Where is the vital path of emancipation? It is only seen in letting go completely, even to letting go of any notion of letting go. Dogen says, "Think of not thinking." How do you think of not thinking? Beyond thinking. This is the essential art of Zazen. Beyond thinking. Can we ever really stop just thinking? Can we stop the traffic outside? Can we stop the sunlight from coming into the zendo? Do we even want to? No more than that. Can we stop thoughts? But we can go beyond. We may not be able to always control our thoughts, but we can control our attention. If we attend to our thoughts, they will increase and become stronger. If we attend to our practice, the practice increases and becomes stronger. As our practice continues and deepens, especially in session, we become aware of sunlight as sunlight, noise as noise, and of thoughts as thoughts, and nothing more. In the causeless awareness of everything, body and mind naturally fall away. Attend to your practice every moment. The Zazen I speak of is not meditation practice. It is simply the Dharma gate of peace and bliss, the practice realization of totally culminated awakening. We so often use the term meditation, especially when we speak with others, those who are not Zen practitioners. But it's misleading. Meditation implies meditation on something. Meditation on what? The moment there is a what, an object, we are once again divided in two, attached, trapped. In case number 80 in the Hekigan Roku, a monk asked Zhao Zhou, "Does a newborn baby possess the six senses or not?" Zhao Zhou said, it is like a ball bouncing on swift flowing water. The monk later asked To Tzu, what is the meaning of a ball bouncing on swift flowing water? To Tzu said, moment by moment it flows on without stopping. A ball bouncing on swift flowing water. What a wonderful analogy. How effortless. A newborn baby is wide-eyed and aware of everything, but attaches to nothing. A baby never thinks, I know about Buddhism, I know about Zazen. But as Master Shan Dao comments, as he grows up, he learns all sorts of knowledge. Then he comes forth saying, I am able, I understand, without knowing that he is just troubling over illusory dust. No, don't meditate on anything. Just sit. Just practice. Dogen continues, the Dharma gate of peace and bliss, the practice realization of totally culminated awakening. Do you believe that? Your Zazen, as it is the Dharma gate of peace and bliss, the total practice realization of totally culminated awakening. Really? And you're sitting right here, right now? Believe it. The Buddha who sits on the altar here in the Zendo, up there. The Buddhas on other altars in this temple. Even the Buddha Shakyamuni under the Bodhi tree. How different are they really from what you are doing right now? The true Dharma appears of itself, so that from the start, dullness and distractions are struck aside. The only separation between you and Buddha is your own delusive thoughts, and not even those. Why leave behind the seat in your own home to wander in vain through the dusty realms of other lands? If you make one misstep, you stumble past what is directly in front of you. Indeed. Where is the seat? Where is your own home right now? Are you wandering in your head in the dusty lands of old thoughts, dreams, visions, and scenarios? Then you have indeed stumbled past. Yunmen scolded Dongshan the younger, why do you wander west of the river and south of the lake? But you can always return. You can always come back to the path, to the practice. This practice is endlessly accepting, endlessly forgiving. Just return. 7 times down, 8 times up. 7,000 times down, 7,001 times up. If you concentrate your efforts single-mindedly, that in itself is wholeheartedly engaging the way. Practice realization is naturally undefiled. Going forward is, after all, an everyday affair. An everyday affair. Every day, every moment. The truth is always right there, right in front of you. Where else could it possibly be? Please, honored followers of Zen, long accustomed to groping for the elephant, do not be suspicious of the true dragon. Groping for the elephant. We've all heard the story of the blind men who were shown an elephant. The one who felt the head said it was a pot. The one who felt the ear said it was a winnowing basket. The one who felt the tail said it was a brush, and so on. If you latch on to the least thought about mu, the practice, enlightenment, you're looking at a tiny piece of the elephant, an infinitesimal piece, a piece of no significance whatever. You've stumbled past it. So turn back. Settle in. Let the practice take you over. Do not be suspicious of the true dragon. Trust your zazen. Trust the dragon of your practice, of your own nature. Trust mu. Trust the breath. Trust your sitting. Practice the practice realization of totally culminated awakening. Together with all beings, we realize the way.